I'll rename you here, Beth.
Yes. Anybody write any emails or any questions this time?
Someone actually did write. And then I responded to them basically with video with Maharaj and some other. That's a good point. Let's see if I can find them. Oh, you know what? I think I deleted it. Yeah, because I responded and then and deleted it. It was something about I forget now. But yes, somebody did. And then I responded, but I just responded by enclosing videos of the YouTube video of Soham Sadhana that I did, like, I think last year sometime, and then also Maharaj meditating on I Am, and then there was another one. I guess when I deleted it from the inbox, it deleted the sent one too. Oh, well. So, yes, to answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
Kitty,
can
we say hello?
Hello.
We want to say hello.
Hi, Kitty. Hi, Kitty.
Hello, hello.
I haven't paid attention. We're still getting listeners to this program.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the YouTube views and such,
okay. At least somebody's out there.
Yeah, the YouTube is.
Because I like my radio show. I volunteer for. I do a weekly radio show, and it's not a big station, and it's nice to know people are out there.
Well, I mean, the YouTube channel for this has 2,100 subscribers, and then each video is getting around 150 to 200 views. Really?
Holy cow! So,
wow, that's impressive.
Okay. It's a lot more than it used to.
Yes, huh? Huh.
So.
It's going to be limitless.
Well, I mean, again, you know, it is what it is. It is the, and of course, the channel has these things, but it also has Ramakant Maharaj, the Ramakant Maharaj USA, Nisargadatta Maharaj. So it is the variety of the same message, except your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatma, no Master. Mm-hmm. If you look at the space and you take all the visible objects out of it, and then even the space itself you remove, that you are.
Even the space, you say you remove the space?
Yeah, the space, it's illusion. The space is the bubble of illusion in which the appearances can appear and disappear. Based on the concept I exist, space is created spontaneously. And then within that space, there are objects. And because you're identifying with an object within the space, you see other objects. Mm-hmm. So if you were to just basically, like in Adobe Photoshop, you can take a magic eraser and touch different various parts, and boom, it just disappears. Think of looking out and wherever you are right now, looking around you and using the magic eraser just to eliminate all the objects or all the appearances that are in that room. Then you have complete blank. And then again, you do the magic eraser for the space. And the one, the object within the space that you believe yourself to be, is removed. And yet, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, behind all experience, there you are.
It occurred to me today, just a little while ago, I felt like the days are changing, but I'm not.
Yeah, well, that's when you do this magic eraser, that's the changeless. All the changes, they say it in Das Boot in that way. All the changes, anything that can change is not you. You're the changeless in which all these changes are occurring.
I mean, I got a hint of that today anyways. And I feel like happy because I took your advice. I started doing a little bit more sitting than I had been. I always spend quite a lot of time every day contemplating and trying to be with the self with self or whatever. And but it's, you know, it's still, I think that actually sitting there did help. It actually helped. It took me up a notch, I think.
Yeah, where all experience ends, there you are. This subtle just die, the subtle sense of presence. And that's it. The entire world is appearing on that. So now you can get rid of all your body-based problems, all your body-based knowledge. All these things are gone because you know yourself in a real sense. And then presence remaining with presence dissolves the concept of someone remaining with something.
And it, somehow it has an impact on the way you feel.
It should be a light feeling. You're erasing the concept of the body. Again, the magic eraser is erasing the concept of a body. The sense of presence is that magic eraser. It's just this. Just die. I without anything. Subtle. No you, me, he, she, it. Nothing. And not the concept of nothing, but nothing. The absence of all things.
It's still you're there.
Well, again, knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. Somebody has to be there to say nobody's there. In order for you to experience this subtle feeling of I exist, you had to be there. This I exist feeling appeared to you.
And you can't put a name on it. It's nameless. It's like.
Well, there's no need to put a name because prior to beingness, there were no words. That's why they talk about remaining with the quote wordless I am. I am prior to thought. I am prior to words. Just die. Subtle sense of presence. The more you, as you're still believing yourself to be someone who can divert or use attention and awareness of something, bring your awareness to the sense of presence. And then you will discover that it is presence that is bringing its awareness to the sense of presence, using the body form as an instrument or as a telescope, basically, a microscope to sense this subtle sense of presence. That's why when they talk about the deer and the musk that arise from the deer is jumping about trying to find where this fragrance is coming from, but it's arising from its own self. In the same way, this subtle sense of presence is arising from your own self. Due to the fact that you're holding a body, this subtle sense of presence can be felt as I am, I exist, Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. Now, understand that the body is nothing more than the media through which to feel the sense of presence and know yourself in a real sense. And because you know the sense of presence, the entire world has appeared on peasants. So that means the you that you believe yourself to be, the life you believe yourself to be living, and the world you believe yourself to be living in are appearing on the spontaneous presence and have nothing to do with you. And you is the you that you are, not the individualized sense of individual consciousness that says, this is me, this is my stuff, and I'm giving this up, or I'm renouncing, or I'm on a spiritual journey. No, because that you that you believe yourself to be is within the you that you are.
Limitless and unexplainable.
Because prior to being this, you didn't know the words limitless and you didn't know the words unexplainable.
Yeah, I mean, even limitless is a word.
Limitless is a body-based concept. When did you come across with the term limitless? When you were in a body. And you say, oh, I'm limitless. And then you conceptualize limitless. And then they have to describe what is this limitless as it sort of points to you. But there's no need for this because you remain with your selfless self and you are prior to words, prior to beingness. How will you be after leaving the body? The same as you were prior to beingness. Because this something that appeared within the nothing is for a limited time and actually is nothing. It dissolves back into the nothing that it is. And there's not individual nothings. It's one. Appearances and disappearances, body forms are formed and dissolved, and there's just one. That's it.
All the doing, what seems like doing,
is in the dream, the waking dream, or the sleeping dream, whichever dream you appear to be doing something. You could be appearing to do something in your dreaming dream, sleeping dream, or in the waking state dream. It's all one, so to speak, dreamer, dreaming consciousness. And all the doing occurs within the bubble of illusion.
It seems
the you that you are cannot do anything.
It occurred to me today that hope I lose my track of thought here. It's hard to explain. I guess it's not that hard to explain. I don't know what I'm going to do next.
We're doing nothing.
Yeah.
You've never done a single thing.
Yet I go around thinking I'm doing stuff.
Only because of identification with the body form. If you're not identified with the body, how are you going to do anything? If you know yourself in a real sense and you're remaining with your selfless self, how in the world are you going to be able to do anything? It's only when you're identified with a body form can you do something or get knowledge or try to figure it out or even try to inquire as to the experience that your body seems to be experiencing, but there's no experience, no experiencer. When all experience ends, there you are. Only can you identify as a body. You say, I'm trying not to be a body. Well, you're not a body. I'm trying to get this spiritual thing and remain with myself more. But you'd have to have a body to remain with yourself more, and you're not body. So then you can say, okay, I'm the subtle awareness in which the body appears. Okay, but then the awareness, again, is something that has appeared to you. You know awareness. There's nothing. You are that. If a telescope is sitting there looking at the moon, and suddenly the telescope is broken or is no longer there, you're not having the same view. This body is just an instrument. You're kind of peeking inside the dream-based existence and believing yourself to be something within it. Just like when you lay down and sleep at night. When you lay down and sleep at night, it appears you're within this dream world doing things. You can see inside the dream world because you have this little dream body and these little dream eyes. And you're dreaming that you're an experiencer. And when you wake up, the entire world is destroyed. The dream body is gone. Nothing is there. Yet there's no birth, no death. Nothing's been destroyed. Nothing's been, you have not died. I mean, your body just dissolves in the dream. You wake up, body's gone. No effect on the dreamer. Waking state, dream, same thing. The main thing is you're considering yourself as an individual, as a body. And seemingly the body is what's doing the dreaming. But of course, within the dream, you take on another body. So which body are you? Are you the body that's in your dream? Or are you the body that you're pretending that you're laying down sleeping, having this dream in which this world is appearing?
The dream is obviously within you.
Well, then why is this waking state world not obviously within you? Mm-hmm. You're formlessly dreaming a world in your dream. And now here's a world, another one.
And the dream runs on its own, just like the waking state, that world runs on its own too.
Of course. You don't script the dream every night. Imagine what a tragedy that would be if before you went to sleep, you had to script your dream so that it went nicely. And you could set the lights and the scenery and have the people and all the conversations that were going. You'd have to be a screenwriter just to go to sleep.
But there is the cases of lucid dreaming where it kind of seems like you're running the dream, but even then...
Again, because you're identified with a body. Lucid dreaming, what is that? It's I as an individual, I'm going to control my dream. Oh my goodness.
Well, it just seems like you are at the time. When I remember when I was a teenager, I was having it. I remember it seemed like I was controlling it. But
again, the body is a teenager. You are not. You have not aged 1 second. Because you're prior to time. So the same one that looks in the mirror now is the same one that looked in the mirror when your body was 3 years old will be the same one that looks in the mirror when you're 95.
Yeah, in a sense, I don't feel any different.
Well, because you don't change. Within a dream tonight, you can dream you're an older person. And then tomorrow night, you can dream in your childhood. Mixed with memories of identification with a body form, you can dream of being a child. Then the next night, you can dream of being old again. So what's constant? In the waking state, within the bubble of illusion, it appears there's a timeline. When you know yourself in a real sense, you see scenes appearing and disappearing. There's no real concept of time because I don't know why, honestly. You just, it's just scenes appearing and disappearing. You don't have this concept of a timeline. Like, and yet you celebrate a birthday. Oh, happy birthday to me or whatever. Okay, that's fine. Because you're not going to sit there and tell your friends, oh, you know what, we can't celebrate my birthday because I'm formless, I don't age, and all this kind of stuff. No.
Well, some of us don't pay much attention to birthdays.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Yeah. I'm just saying, the you that you are doesn't age.
Yeah.
That's why I think they call it like the baby Krishna or whatever, the child Krishna consciousness or whatever, because it's the same consciousness that was in the little baby that's going to be with you when you leave the body. It's the same. And the truth is, the body is appearing within that consciousness. There is no individual consciousness. So there's no like leaving the body even. Just like when you go to sleep at night. Even if someone dies in your dream, are they leaving the body? And what is there that's leaving? And where are they going?
So ultimately, when you say it's one, is it just one self?
See, we can't even really say one. Advaita is not two. They say that because if you say one, then you have one to count the one, and therefore there's me. And this counting of one.
It is saying too much. It's saying too much.
So it's nothing is the best way. The absence of all things, the absence of everything. All these things, even the most subtle thing, the sense of existence, has appeared to you.
And that's when you say it seems like a black hole, kind of.
Well, the only way that you know of your own existence is through the illusion of duality. The only way that you can experience is through the illusion of duality. There's no other way. The only trouble is identifying with a specific body form. Otherwise, okay, you're experiencing everything. Right now, there's a mailman that's delivering the mail. You're experiencing being the mailman delivering the mail. You are the mailman delivering the mail because the mail is being delivered within your own self. You're the one that's watching the mailman delivering mail, and you're the mailman delivering the mail. And you're the guy who's coming out of his house to go check his mailbox. Mm-hmm. If you identify with John, oh no, John's dying, he's gone. You're still the mailman, and you're still the guy coming out of his house, and you're still this other guy walking across the street, and another guy over here that's just walking down the sidewalk, and all the people that are here.
It is sort of, in that sense, I almost get a sense that, like, I'm the whole mandala.
Well, again, mandala is a concept that came along with the body. You can throw that away. Just know that unless you're identifying with a specific body form as yourself, and when you do identify with a specific body form as yourself, then the concept of death will very much impress. Oh my God, I am dying. But I'm not born, so how can I die? But only if I know myself in a real sense can I say, oh yeah, I'm not dying. Matter of fact, even the loved ones that are gathered around your bedside, you know, that is absolutely illusion. This body form is no longer able to sustain the essence, but all these other body forms are carrying on quite nicely.
The sense of John will die.
Yep. Okay. But that's a false thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a false thing.
Presence is still going on as all your friends and relatives and your coworkers and all this sort of stuff. So it's only when you identify with a specific body form that you have this concept of birth and death. Oh my God, John is dying. John is no more. John's life has come to an end. John will no longer experience. No, that's not true, because the presence that's within this body form that appears to be experiencing itself as John continues experiencing itself as all things. No gain, no loss.
But you won't know it. Because there's no John. I mean, there's no sense of knowing anything when we pass
But right now you have the sense of not knowing anything other than yourself, and that formless you can't be John. There's no attachment to the body form as, oh, this is John, and John is the end of my existence. Mm-hmm. Existence is, John is an illusion within the existence.
Right.
When the power is no longer powering John, it's mm-hmm. still doing quite nicely, the whole world running things.
Right.
And perhaps, just like we talk about Maharaj, or we talk about different people, we can say, okay, there will be some people who say, you know what? I remember John when he did XYZ. You know, I remember Beth when she did XYZ. Okay, so in essence, power, energy, presence has the memory of you. Mm-hmm. Through the concept of being some other something. But it's all not true. That's the most beautiful thing. It's all within the bubble of illusion. This is why Maharaj says, do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities. Whatever's in front of you, just like the cup of tea, you drink, you put it down, it's finished. Scenes appear and disappear, appear and disappear. No birth, no death. No need to even say illusion, because when you know yourself in a real sense, how can it be anything else? How can this form-based existence, exactly like we said, you take the magic eraser and erase all the objects that appear within the space, and then erase the space. And there you are still. The entire world blows up, and yet you are. There's no change in you at all. No change. It can't be changed. You're changeless. There's nothing other than your own self, which for a time, this something appears within the nothing and dissolves back in the nothing. So you know yourself in a real sense.
I guess that reminds me of when you said the postman is you, is your own self. It makes me think that, okay, well, as we're talking about this, I might get a sensation of like a tingle in my head, or a sensation in my leg.
And if it has to do with the body, you can discard it because you're not that body.
But that reminds me of the same as the postman's body is also a sensation in my awareness. So it's no different. Almost in a sense, it's no different. Postman has no difference in the sensation in my leg, in a sense.
Well, again, we need the easiest way to cut all that line of thinking in your dream. Every single person in your dream that you meet and all the conversations that you have are arising out of your own self. Finished. No need to talk about how you're feeling or the differences between this or the similarities between that, because it's all a dream. What is the point of trying to figure out the dream? Nothing. You just have to convince yourself, the spontaneous conviction, oh, so that I am that. You remain with sense of presence. Presence remaining with presence dissolves the concept of you. And now the understanding comes. Oh. No birth, no death. And as far as John experiencing the world, there are billions of other units of other flesh, bones, and bloods that are experiencing the world, so to speak. They're all empty, five elemental goo, powered by that you are.
But most people think they are the experiencer. Having an experience.
Well, who cares about most people? Because only most people comes along with the idea that I'm somebody that can be separate from something.
Right.
Maharaj should say, prior to being this, did you know about the people? The main thing is this body, you are not. When you know yourself in a real sense, it opens up the entire world, because this dream-based world cannot interact with you. It cannot harm you.
The more you become aware of your true self, doesn't it make the appearance flow easier? Kind
of? Again, scenes. The only way that I can seriously describe this worldly existence is the scenes appearing and disappearing. Here we are now. This goes away. New scene. New scene. New scene. New scene. New scene. But there's not a catching or trying to hold on to any scene. It's channel surfing. There's no identification or love or distaste or the pleasure plane principle does not come into effect, because it's just scenes. There's no identification with someone experiencing life. There are scenes appearing and disappearing.
So it doesn't seem like one's easier than another.
Again, it's just scenes appearing and disappearing. You could be channel surfing and go into a very rough situation, and then channel surfing and the situation is not rough. But you absolutely know you don't take the touch. You just channel surf. Okay, new scene, new scene, new scene, new scene. Do your job, do your duties. Then you go, do something else. You go to the movies, enjoy the movie. Okay, there's the movie. Movie's finished, leave the theater. Next scene. As Maharaj says, pick up the tea, drink the tea, put the tea back down, and forget. Don't become attached and create the concept, I am the drinker of tea.
Sometimes I think that this is a revolutionary way of perceiving the world, but even that's imagine.
Yeah, it's concept. When did you come across the world? When you came across with the body. The body's on a time schedule. It's going to dissolve. And you know this because you see everything in the physical world. These five elemental goos that get together, they dissolve. They don't maintain forever. But you do. And even forever is an incorrect term, because forever, you have to have a body to measure space and time. And you're prior to all of that. Even to say the word illusion, we try to conceptualize and define illusion. And that's kind of silly too, because illusion is that which is not. And yet there are volumes of books to describe how that which is not is created. Because of identification with a body form, means the need to know how this world was created.
The endless chain of knowledge, of seeming knowledge.
Yeah. Well, in the dream, same thing. Yeah.
Thank you.
I guess you never really know when one dream ends, when a dream ends or begins.
The dream I am somebody else can end right now. Then you're the formless holder of the body. Until you're no longer holding the body. John doesn't go anywhere when he dies. John is like a bubble on the surface. Bubble pops. Lake is still there. New bubble forms. Or as they talk about the waves in the ocean. Wave comes, crashes on the shore. You say, oh, that's the death of the little tiny wave. Then it pulls back into the ocean. New wave is formed. Forms are appearing and disappearing. Created and destroyed. Created and destroyed. But there's one constant. And that you are.
You gotta get used to it, I guess.
Formless, changeless, birthless, deathless. Accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman.